Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, this is it. This is the moment that I've been working so hard for the past 3 years. We're finally turning the Ash Friendly engine on, getting it all ramped up. It'll never be turned off ever again. And we're moving forward. So it's pretty exciting times for Ash Friendly and what we're trying to do. So imagine this, to talk to people who have never really had an experience, never really had an adventure, never really thought they could believe in themselves because there's just no opportunity, no future for them. Now, they've been maybe stripped everything from them from birth, from meaning from opportunity, physical ability, mental ability. They probably never had it, or some of them have, but everything was taken from them by making one mistake or two mistakes. We just don't know. Every person's different. Every way we connect with them is completely unique to them, because we have to relate to them how they view things. And then in turn, they have to give us attention and meaning and stuff like that the way they can. I can't be like, hey, this is what I want, this is what I need, this is what I'm looking for, and expect them to deliver it. That's not what Ashley Friendly is about. It's about helping them find who they are. It's about building meaning and purpose and understanding for them to figure out where they need to go, what they need to do. And about seeing, like, hey, look it from our lens instead of your lens for a moment, so you can see that you can do things. You can have a massive impact. You can figure out what you want to do with your life. You do have a life. Because most people who are disabled, most people who struggle, most people who live in fear, don't really leave the house. So how do you get them out? Who wants to get them out? Or are they just so comfortable being themselves or being who they're not supposed to be, than actually being their true self-being and self-worth? They have to want to get out on their own. So I can't tell people, like, hey, you got to show up at this time, you got to show up here, you got to show up, do this, you got to look this way. It's a build up to it. Because a lot of people keep thinking or keep expecting them to be like normal human beings or to be like them. No, they're their own being. They're their own person. We have to work with them, they have to work with us, and we have to communicate correctly to respect each other. Now, I don't care what their view is. Okay, cool, they don't like this. All right, I respect that. That's your own opinion. I'm not going to, like, hurt them or manipulate them to figure out, hey, this is how we have to do it, or this is how you have to feel, this is how you have to view things. You got to find that on your own. You have to explore that on your own and see what we see to make it be, okay, great. These people aren't that evil. Oh, I can do this. Oh, my limitations are here, but I'm here and I found a way to make it happen. Because with Ash Friendly, we always have to make it work. There's no substitutions. There's no call in. There's no, like, backup quarterback, backup so-and-so coming. It's just us. This is reality. This is what we're dealing with. A lot of people don't know how they're even to communicate or even be part of society, be part of a vision, be part of a dream, be part of something real or meaning or purpose. They end up like, what is that? I can barely even get out of bed today. I can barely even function. I can barely have enough energy just to get out of bed and just wake up and have a cup of coffee. Because I don't have a life. I don't have feelings. I don't have friends. I don't have people that need me. I feel helpless and useless. Well, that's why I turned the engine on for Ash Friendly, because that's all about to change for humanity. We are here. Come find us. Come interact with us the best way we can. Come talk to us. We'll figure something out. We'll make it work. And if we can't make it work, then we'll find the people that can make it work for you. If your intentions are to hurt people and to commit more crime or more evil, then we cannot deal with you. That is not in our wheelhouse. And doing any of that is not for us. But if you stay with us longer, your ideas and your thoughts will be listened to, understood, helped, healed on your own terms, so you can have lovely thoughts, caring thoughts, respectful thoughts. Because that's how it works. Love is the most powerful weapon we have, and all they want is love and attention from us. And in turn, that love and attention will turn to them, and they'll have to love themselves and love to take care of themselves correctly, with great self-esteem, great ideas, the feeling important, some things they've never felt before. It's just a start. I finally found the key to interact with humanity correctly so we can turn the engine on. We can sit on idle for a little bit until we start loading everyone in who wants to be here. See, the key is wanting to be here. It's not the actually trying to get everyone involved, because that's just not humanly possible. Everyone's at a different point in their life, and to get everyone on the same page can't be all of us. It could be in the realm of things, but I just feel like we get it to 98 to 99%. That's great. That's awesome. Because that 1% is still going to be new or still not have develop empathy or sympathy or compassion towards other people in their brain. Or they're going to be out for money hungry things and wants and to ruin people because they've been ruined. And that's the only thing they know how to do is to ruin people's ideas, ruin people's motivation. And all we got to do is put our shields up, protect ourselves, keep ourselves safe. Is these baby steps that we're finding. So once that we have found people that want to make a change in their life, it's a beautiful thing. Giving people opportunity, seeing them light up, seeing them for the first time, like, I'm important. I'm important to this piece of paper because on this piece of paper is a checklist that I have to go through so the rest of humanity can see the checklist. For people that are coming by this street, coming by this business. That's awesome. I need to go out today so some people can save money. So I can go into town and I can take some friends with me to all contribute. And all I got to do is show up. And I get to go around town and see some parks. I get to go see like culture and commerce. We take for granted what we do on a day-to-day basis. And that's important. What do you mean that I'm going to go out and get some coffee, sit down with a friend? I never thought that'd be possible. One, I'd be out having coffee. And two, finding a friend that accepts me for me. Not for what I have, not for what they want, or not for what people expect me to be. But just for me. And also, I'm in a safe environment. The evil can't come near me. The hatred can't come near me. Evil acts can't come near me. They're forbidden to come near me because I'm in a safe place. I am with a friend. I am having coffee. And I'm enjoying life. And if we do this person by person throughout the world, it'll produce more sympathy, empathy, and compassion. And that'll lead to less evil thoughts, less places for evil to go and to absorb into someone's being and to ruin their soul and to ruin who they are. Instead, love and thoughtfulness and understanding and an overwhelming feels of appreciation will enter their body just because of Ash Friendly. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love the world, love yourself, love the environment a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.